1. The intention test. This test seeks to determine whether it was the stated or implied intention of the writers to accurately preserve history. Were these first century writers even interested in recording what actually happened? I asked. Blomberg nodded. Yes, they were, he said. You can see that at the beginning of the Gospel of Luke, which reads very much like prefaces to other generally trusted historical and biographical works of antiquity. Picking up his Bible, Blomberg read the opening of Luke's Gospel. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. As you can see, Blomberg continued, Luke is clearly saying he intended to write accurately about the things he investigated and found to be well supported by witnesses. What about the other Gospels? I asked. They don't start with similar declarations. Does that mean their writers didn't have the same intentions? It's true that Mark and Matthew don't have this kind of explicit statement, came Blomberg's reply. However, they are close to Luke in terms of genre, and it seems reasonable that Luke's historical intent would closely mirror theirs. And John? I asked. The only other statement of purpose in the Gospels comes in John 20:31. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.